Good morning, Portland.
I like that.
Huh? You like that?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I can't hear me.
Okay. Let me check out. Is that
I'll just better? Pretend and be like, good morning, Portland. Oh, there's something.
Bam.
Thank you.
I had to push a couple buttons and now we're good to go.
I like Good Morning Portland. How come we haven't been doing that the whole time?
I don't know. I think it's because we don't want to be up yet. You know?
That might got something to do with it.
Just a little bit.
Good morning, DJ Ambush.
Good morning, Morgan Jones.
How are we today?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like we had a bunch of news stories and then a bunch of news happened. After those stories.
Yeah. That's some rough stuff. Friends, we have to produce the show a day before. No, 2 days before.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So that we can get assistance in writing the news. Because, you know, we're booked and busy.
Yeah.
We got so much to do.
Yeah.
And then all this news happens.
So much news.
Shout out to Brian for always getting it right for us.
But for sure.
There are moments when I'm like, oh no, we got to scrap it all. I mean, we can't. We're not going to.
Right,
don't get me wrong.
Right.
But man, there was a lot of news that happened.
A lot of newsing.
Yeah, even just kind of smaller things that didn't hit news that was big news for some, you know, finding out that Spain is about to give people that menstruate 3 days off. If they are people that have major pain during that time.
That's huge.
Which, as a person who gets a migraine that lasts, I don't know, from 2 to 7 days during that time. That's cool. Deciding that is, falls in the guidelines of a disability and should be treated as such is, that's a good feeling. On top of that, Ambush, they are making smushmortions widely more available.
Yeah.
And this is a, you know, majority Catholic country. This is And not only are they making them more available and accessible, they have made it against the law to harass anybody seeking one.
Right.
What a concept.
Right.
Nebraska. Can you believe it? Like, here we are yelling at people for protesting outside of, a public official's house.
Lord forbid.
Susan Collins called the police.
For sidewalk chalk.
When people are losing access to health care. And Spain is like, you know what? We're going to make that illegal. You can't. There's so many. There's a lot of what do they call it? Pro-life violence happening right now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so. The idea that a country will act on the things, because we're not seeing that. We're not seeing the action. On the things that matter most.
No.
Here. We're seeing it go the other way. We're seeing a lot of rollbacks. They're doing the Walmart.
Yeah. No.
They're rolling back those prices, baby.
Don't bring that level of levity to this. I wasn't ready.
Sorry.
I just saw the bounce of smiley face. Oh, crap.
Blue plate special. That's what we're doing over here. Just take it all away. Who needs it?
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm confused at where I'm waking up in. Like, the year, the country. I'm so confused.
Gilead.
But here's... Okay, so...
Do you not like how dramatic I'm being about that?
No, I do love it. Because it's the truth. But I feel like on the way over here, right? I'm like, I definitely need to finish off, at least catch up on Handmaid's Tale. But I feel like there's another drama that's missing. Some of the really, really dope aspects of Handmaid's Tale is when they do those flashbacks to a time period that is like next week for us.
Yes.
And you see how everything plays out. And then you go into the dystopian future, which is stylized in a way that it's somewhere else. We're still able to see this and mentally it's not here.
Sure.
And if there was a drama that literally took the decisions of this week and had it on next week's episode in today's timeline, I think I tuned into that and you know, I don't know. I think that would have a little bit more of an effect, an immediate effect for people to understand this isn't something to worry about later. It's right now.
Like, I'm just going to tell you that you have to catch up because they make it clear. This is America. Don't get caught slipping, though.
Hmm.
So as much as it looks different, it's because it looks like America during possibly war,
mm-hmm.
which it is.
Yeah.
Because they're fighting to take over the government and make it Gilead and not America anymore. Like when people are talking, and you'll get to that part, but when people are talking about like, yeah, I was in Chicago. Boston.
Oh yeah.
You know, like it's
real places.
And I'm like, seriously, will I go to get coffee and my debit card won't work because I won't have a bank account anymore? Is that how that will happen? Because what you told me yesterday about period tracking apps and selling that data.
Yeah.
To be able to find folks that may be seeking or had a smusmortion it spun me out because I use those apps or an app to know what's coming for myself.
Right. Caught off guard.
So that not every month is a surprise.
Right.
So that certain things can start making sense. Like I, you know, a little TMI maybe for folks, but like I get super clumsy, very clumsy. Just walk right into a door or a desk that's always been there. I think I see it. Just run right into it. When that starts happening, usually I can be like, oh, must be
a time.
But it's really easy to look at the thing and go, oh yeah, today. That's it. Okay.
Mm.
It helps me track my migraines. I do a lot of things in that app. You put a lot of sensitive information that you would only be giving to a doctor. So all of a sudden, that data is in question. That data can be sold.
Right.
To a bounty hunter? I mean, like...
To a police department?
To a police department? And we talked about how these trigger laws in all these states that are just waiting.
Yeah.
Don't really have any plans. They don't have the infrastructure. They just have the punishments. You know, they haven't even figured out how they'll put those punishments in place, but they know for certain this needs to be criminalized.
Right.
Like this,
right.
Somebody deserves to go to jail. Someone deserves to, you know, lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
They know that for certain. And they will go to the extent of, you know, violating your privacy to find out. And these are the people that are talking about free speech.
Right.
These are the people that are talking about small government. The government shouldn't be anywhere near your decisions. And not only are you taking, you know, decisions, the ability to make decisions about your own body away from people, you're punishing them for it. And you're giving absolutely zero, like you're changing the rules of science in order to do that. And societal norms, if you will, right? Like things that we have all agreed upon are no longer agreed upon. And that's scary. That's a thing. There is no just like, if you just thought this way, there is no such thing as that. But it doesn't have to be as complicated as it is right now. It just doesn't. And here we are focused on things that will only make people's lives worse.
I'm anticipating waking up one day to the news that trees contribute to pollution. So you got to get these.
Got to rip all those trees
out of here. Like,
yeah, everything's. It's just the upside down. It's backwards day every day. And it's hard to just act like that's not what's happening.
Yeah. Especially because they're passing laws on backwards day.
Yeah. Laws.
Laws. Changing lives based on, you know.
Fever dreams. Fever dreams.
Oh, man. So that's how we're doing. That's our host catch up. It's our host check-in.
Yeah.
Man. Yikes.
So today's obviously going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Amish and I both, we didn't even talk about this, but we both have this feeling that today is just a little eerie and there's something off, but we can't put our finger on it.
Not yet. Not yet.
So if everything goes wrong, if you know, just know we predicted that.
Yeah. It feels like.
But it's not our fault.
Day zero in any of these movies.
Right. And 28 days later or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse, oh, fam. Man. I do not want to walk out and cars just like running into each other on Bird Box.
Like, trash cans on fire.
Everything.
Why does that happen? Who's lighting the trash cans on fire? For what purpose?
Gonna have to ask those anarchists.
Ooh.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. In national news. yeah. So
today we're gonna talk about a few things.
Yeah.
In national news, we'll talk about the Colorado County Mesa County is barring an indicted pro-Trump official from overseeing the 2022 elections. The House passes a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill. And if we get to it, which I hope we do, Senator Josh Hawley, everybody's a fan favorite. Moves to strip Disney's copyrights, and that's blatantly unconstitutional. So we're gonna find out what this war on Disney is all about.
More upside sundowning from our legislators. Locally, neighborhood group yanks support for Safe Rest Village over safety concerns. And law enforcement says decriminalization has flooded Portland streets with drugs.
I think let's just scrap everything and talk about that.
What?
I don't, that's not how drugs work.
sirs and ma'ams, it's not how this goes. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just be like, let me tell you something. You should believe it because I said it. And we don't know if we're going to hear from Alex, the editor for Portland Mercury. Sorry, news editor for Portland Mercury.
Yes. We may.
We may not. If we don't, we'll find something to say.
Oh, we got the things to talk about. Alex, if you're not doing today's show, I hope you're getting some rest.
Yeah, true.
Because that's what I'd be doing.
Put on baby beluga.
What?
Just sleep.
Yeah, man.
Is the water warm?
Okay,
you don't know this song.
I don't know these songs.
You can't do this call and response with me.
No, I can't. I really can't.
You got to get your Raffy game up. I can't believe it.
In 2022?
Yeah, maybe not.
On the air. That's how you talk to me.
Oh.
Get your Raffy game up.
I mean, I feel like that's just a playful nudge. A gentle nudge. So jump right in.
Yeah, let's do it.
In Mesa County, Colorado, a county clerk and her deputies have been banned from overseeing the 2022 elections.
Why?
Tina Peters, Belinda Neasley, and Julie Fisher were forbidden to oversee the election after a lawsuit brought against them by Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. The three county officials were indicted on multiple counts after an investigation into an election security breach in the county's clerk's and recorder's office. Peters is also under investigation by the FBI for her alleged involvement in that security breach. In May of last year, the security breach led to confidential voting machine logins and forensic images of hard drives being published on a QAnon social media profile. Peters is currently running for Colorado Secretary of State and has claimed that the investigation is politically motivated. During an appearance on the War Room podcast with The Bannon, Peters called herself, quote, the wall between your vote and nationalized elections. She continued, they are coming for me because I am standing in their way of truth, transparency, and elections held closest to the people. She gets to still run because you can be indicted and run for Secretary of State, apparently. I mean, probably for president. I don't know.
Tina, no.
It'll just be interesting to see if she wins, right? But she may also then go to jail.
Right.
For the multiple felonies and misdemeanors. You don't go to jail for misdemeanors, but multiple felonies in this indictment. This is the election fraud I think they were telling you about.
I just want a shortcut to common sense here. I don't want to have to go through all the rigmarole and red tape and blah, 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 blah. You have been tampering with election data. You don't get to be a part of the system.
Fired.
Period.
Fired.
That's it.
Fired.
That's it.
And then you don't get to do this kind of job again. It seems simple. It seems like you would. In many other circumstances, this would be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But here we are. This person still gets to... I don't understand. Like, you still get to get, like, campaign dollars and...
Right.
Do campaign things.
Over it. It's like a bank hiring a bank robber.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what? You've got some executive qualities. Let's just get you on up. Let's get you up. You don't need to be a teller. Let's just
let
get
me you ask there. You this. Have you ever thought about being the president of a bank? You've got some qualities that we're looking for.
Interview them while they're in the Fed.
Do you want to try it?
When you come out. Yeah. Any thoughts?
I mean, I want to know how that one, I just don't have that level of audacity. Like, I get embarrassed too quickly, I think. So if you've got my mugshot going on CNN, like, I feel like I don't think I get to keep asking you for your vote.
Hey,
you know,
man,
like,
we'll just practice the line. Boom. Your mugshot appears. They're coming after me because I'm standing in the way of truth.
Oh,
just. Have that at the ready.
Have it at the ready. You know? And they do. They be having it at the ready. Colorado. Don't do it.
Too late.
Pay attention.
Too late.
I mean, it's wild to me that someone would fight against nationalized elections when you don't lose your job.
Right.
You know, like. You would still have, there would still be state things for you to do. And a nationalized election, what are we really talking about here? We're talking about
standard regulations.
Regulations, friends. We're talking about maybe you get that day off to vote. Maybe there's going to be some campaign finance regulation in there.
Right.
Maybe you can't take a whole bunch of millies off of anybody, just anybody.
Right.
Couldn't have that, though, because how else will this dark money hang out?
What am I going to do with all of my dark money?
I'm over it.
Yeah. It's a bit much, man. It's a bit much. Too much. We got some texts already.
Oh, look at this. See, okay. I'm not logged into the thing. I will be in a moment, but I keep looking up. And there's nothing on the screen that I can see.
Whoa.
So for you to say that.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, what do you mean?
I'm apologize. First text, Mercury went retrograde Tuesday.
Oh, come on.
And we have a total lunar eclipse in Scorpio on Sunday. So.
All right.
Your feelings seem
we get
valid.
It. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Mercury always in Gatorade.
Always.
Always.
Always. Oh my God. Rudo. Morning X-ray dynamic duo. Good morning, Rudo. You got another. Go team, not having quality health care for menstrual related issues because researching women is not worth it.
Literally what I said to you last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. I was saying to Ambush last night, thank you for that text, because that is, it's something that, you know, as someone who has migraines and has had to years and years and years of being like, no, I think it might have something to do with my hormones. No, guys, I think it isn't maybe just my, this isn't like a neurological only thing. This is, which migraines have not been researched enough either, no. But that is mostly because women are the ones that have them the most. And if men had more migraine or more men had migraines, I think there'd be more research into it. Anyway, there's just like not enough knowledge about it. So you can go to your doctor and then you can have everyone in your life tell you, wow, you really need to see a doctor about this.
Mm-hmm.
There is no recourse in the real world, though. Like, you have to have an understanding boss if you have a job, right? You have to have somebody who gets that this isn't a headache that you can take some Aleve for and then get up and go. This isn't a fault of yours. This isn't like you're hungover and you know, you just drank too much and you need to get up and shake it off.
Right.
It is an actual neurological event. We don't speak about it in that way. But if that happens so frequently within your life in a month, there's got to be some sort of thought of it being a disability, right? Like some, even if it's a temporary disability, this is something that happens once a month for this amount of time that can give you some sort of, protections with your job, can give you some sort of relief so that you're not losing money every single time you can't get up and get out of bed.
Wraparound services.
Wrap around services.
It's a new phrase.
That's not new, but new that.
To me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm here to speak from my perspective.
Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. My bad.
You want to hear something super cool?
I love super cool things.
Thank you. So our listeners are amazing.
That's
they get
true.
Involved. I got a link for a story. Trees cause more pollution than automobiles do. This is a quote. Former presidents. Second quote.
What? Wait.
The American Petroleum Institute filed suit against the EPA and charged that the agency was suppressing a scientific study for fear it might be misinterpreted. The suppressed study reveals that 80% of air pollution comes not from chimneys and auto exhaust pipes, but from plants and trees. That was Ronald Reagan in 81 and 79.
I'm about to break equipment. I'm about to break equipment.
Good thing we just had a fundraiser. We can buy some more.
Y'all, that... Okay, wait.
No. Wait, you're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland on 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Go.
You mean to tell me that not only did Ronald Reagan create the Reaganomics for us all just get that rain down on me money. That's how the economy will work.
Right.
We also got a absolute refusal to respond to AIDS, an absolute infusion of crack cocaine into our inner cities. And this fool was talking about trees are the polluters.
Bruh.
And you know how many Republicans today will tell you I am a Reagan Republican?
Proudly.
Proudly. Joe Scarborough. Oh, man. If only Reagan was around. Really?
Joseph.
Hold on. Stop it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have like, this is serious, but I like jokingly tell people that from other places, you know, like I learned how to recycle about recycling in the first grade that in Portland. That was, we have been learning about the environment and what we need to be doing as individuals, which is LOL friends. But what we need to be doing as individuals since I was in school. And I remember you being like, oh, yeah, not at all.
Nah. We got the cans, but that's about it.
But I think they just throw it all in the same place. Yeah. They don't even sort through it.
Recycle, reach, Michael.
I know in Texas, when I moved there, they were like, oh, yeah, You have a trash can and you can put all of your things in there all together now. There will be no pretends over here. We're not pretending that we're sorting any of these things.
Right.
Now, granted, that was a while ago, but didn't even think about it. Wasn't even a thought. Styrofoam for everything.
Yeah.
Reagan said plants were the biggest polluters.
He also
Do you
said
remember that. The cars that were around in 81?
every like every bit of news footage from those days when they talk about traffic, you can actually see like plumes of black smoke coming from the cars. It was ridiculous. It was so bad.
So bad.
It was so bad. Oh. And on top of that, I mean, so the lack of regulations, right, producing that type of environment. And then on top of that, you had these special interest groups saying, and on A, you want to know another thing?
You want to know another thing?
Those trees are really outpacing us on those pollution.
Which you should, the real story here. And maybe what we should be thinking about doing here is getting rid of these trees because they're a menace.
What is this anti-science that we exist?
But I think the point is that we've always lived in it. There has always been a group of folk that are like, nah, that doesn't fit. I don't want it.
I think you guys are confused in my loves. I love science fiction, but not this crap. This isn't what I'm talking about here. I love science fiction. No, this isn't the combination of fictional science
that I'm interested
in. No, you guys are just...
Wrong route.
Yeah. Even in science fiction, you know, the flux capacitor has rules to it. You know? You know? There's only so much we can do. You can't see yourself in alternate time. There's rules. You
better not talk to yourself.
Yeah. These guys have no rules. Just none. What is yesterday and what is today?
Ah. I mean, imagine being on the team that's like, let's go after the EPA for not releasing a non-existent study that says that trees and plants are the real polluters. Let's spend our time on that. I guess I just, you know, capitalism is a pyramid scheme in a suit to me.
Sure.
Like, it is definitely just the dress, the fancy version. And by fancy, I mean it just talks better, maybe. But, like, they convinced us that people do a good job. It convinced us that you have to go to work and, like, try. And, like, there's a job for you to do, and so that job needs to get done, and you need to try and do it well.
You're doing your part.
There are so many industries that are created around people doing absolutely nothing. Just making stuff up. But they're not writers. You know, like, right. This isn't a pilot. This is policy.
I like it.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because also they're getting paid a lot of money to, like, create this fan fiction of, you know, the police need more money or the military needs more money. Like, what?
Who's writing this?
Speaking of writing, real quick. This is a detour.
I'm about.
Steve Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. Twitter is popping.
A person who I am not going to be like, people should listen to. Excuse me, Steve Schmidt.
Right.
Part of the Lincoln Project, which I've got all my reservations about. But
rightfully so.
Was also a part of the McCain campaign, which would also give me lots of cause for pause.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the man responsible for even thinking about Sarah Palin as a running mate for John McCain. In this moment, in 2022, he is on Elon Musk's Twitter. Beefing with Meghan McCain. And when I tell you that hot gossip is my favorite thing to look at right now. We all know that Meghan McCain is the epitome of the Daughters of the Confederacy. Yeah, she is absolutely. Do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
Epitome of privileged, you know, mediocre, if that. Like, what's under mediocre? Because she's that.
Tapioca.
I like it. She's like, there's just no skill, right? There's no skill. It's just like, put a fake ponytail in my hair and I'll go on TV and talk about things. He exposes her for that as what we know she is, but that she has always been that. And that, you know, this is, I can't imagine. People come to us all the time and are like, your kids are so amazing. They're so polite. They're so nice to me. And we are like, what do kids normally do? Like yell at adults or, you know, like what is it that the other kids are doing? What's hot in the street?
Who are these children?
Who are these children? I you know, I had a semi-public dad. My grandma was a little local legend around here. So there has always been talk in my raising of, don't be out there embarrassing me. Don't be out there making me look like a fool. I'm the one raising you. So it comes back to me,
people
lady
know
pants.
Me
don't
out here.
Don't make me look stupid. That's simplifying it, guys, but I think you get the point. If I were to ever act the way that Meghan McCain has acted, in which she had to like get kicked off a plane or left behind, like, and then threw a tantrum about it, I don't think my dad would, like, he's just not going to come back for me. You know, like, I'm going to leave you on that tarmac and you have to think about that, girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were thinking. It is, write that all day long, Steve Schmidt. I'm not going to pay for it, ever. I'm not going to pay for a book. I'm not going to, you know, but like, I will watch another movie because I did watch Game Change not that long ago. And Woody Harrelson playing Steve Schmidt's pretty funny on its own. But yeah, who's writing these things?
I don't know, but we need another team on the case. We need someone else. We need to switch writers out mid-season.
Before it gets canceled.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're curious to know our thoughts on the House passing a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill. On Tuesday, the House voted 368-57 in favor of a nearly $40 billion bill to deliver more aid to Ukraine. The bill will move on to the Senate before it can be signed into law by President Biden, despite the fact that 57 votes against were all from Republicans. Ukraine aid has largely been a rare bipartisan effort in D.C. The bill will allow for an increased presidential drawdown, which grants him the authority to send military equipment from U.S. stocks. Over $3 billion in aid has already been sent to Ukraine since mid-March. $9 billion of the funds of the new bill will go to resupplying the U.S. stocks. Just over $1 billion is earmarked for humanitarian aid. Just over $1 billion of the 40 is earmarked for that.
Well, you don't call buying new weapons and giving them to your homie humanitarian aid. So it makes sense. I mean, at least put it in the right bucket.
I'm curious as to how this works, where you're sending existing U.S. equipment over there. This is equipment we've already paid for. Are you selling it at a markup? How are you? What's the recompensation? I'm just so curious. I don't want the real answer to that because I probably will flip my lid. Red smoke will start coming out of my ears, Nebraska.
I do want to say this. There were, 57 Republicans that said no? And some of those 57 Republicans are now grandstanding in the way of, there's no baby formula in America, and you want to send this money to Ukraine. And I'm going to tell you this. They do not care about
No.
starving child,
no
houseless person, person on the edge of eviction. They do not care because they're continuing to call this absolute cash grab inflation.
Yeah.
I am infuriated by this because is inflation a thing? Certainly.
Is this it?
Is this it? Mm-mm. Is this what's happening? Is it just the fact that, you know, prices go up? No. No, there are record profits happening right now for companies. Record profits.
Right.
In a time where the people are literally losing it all. It is hard for me to reconcile $40 billion going anywhere else when we've decided to just pretend there is no panini.
At all.
At all. Pretend that numbers aren't going up. Pretend that we don't need to talk about long COVID. Pretend like we don't need critical aid and resources given to the American people right now. And this is not like America first kind of talk. I just mean, you got to put the mask on yourself before you can help someone else, right?
Facts, 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 facts.
We are not in a position. This is not like for all of the folks that are like Portland's on fire and you know, what are we going to do? This is national. Houselessness has exploded nationally. Crime is up nationally, and crime is up nationally because of lack of resources, not because crime is fun, not because the Joker got, you know, a good gang together.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Like, that's not it. It isn't like people, I just can't understand that disconnect of the people that are like, you know, spend the $40 billion on more police or something. The idea that people want to do crime, the idea that people want to have to fight other people off,
right.
That they want to have to keep a weapon with them, that as if we don't understand the psychological terror that happens when somebody is sleeping outside. Nobody wants those things. So to pretend like that's just that faction of people and they just can't be helped and that we don't understand how that's, you know, they're just bad apples. Mm. This is everywhere. And it's everywhere because federally and locally, they have failed at a response to something that they should have been able to respond to. This is not the first pandemic. This isn't. There are other examples. We have other countries to look at.
Right.
This isn't the first time. And to understand it in a way that you would rather spend money not helping, doing everything to not help. Like, that's been my big takeaway from government and the federal and local responses is we like to waste money. We like to tell you that we don't have the money to help you in the way that you need it. And we spend money to tell you that we can't do that.
Right.
And then we send the money elsewhere. So I have a problem with this, but I also forever and always will have a problem when, you know, someone like Tucker Carlson or Marjorie Taylor Greene we're finding ourselves in agreement. And the difference is we agree that maybe this money shouldn't go there, but we don't agree on why, and we don't agree on what should be done with that money.
Right.
And they are lying to you when they say things like, What about the formula for the babies?
What about the babies? What about them? You tell me.
You talk to me about those babies that you're going to also force to be born when there's no formula shortage. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happens once those babies are alive. Would you keep that money here and help those babies? No.
Absolutely not.
No. Mm-mm. And we were talking about last night, Ambush, the idea of maybe starting a segment where we just do a little Biden fact, administration fact, just track it.
What's that that anchor's name? Williams?
Brian Williams?
Brian Williams.
Hanging out the helicopter?
Yeah. And he would start each show with is days.
Blah, blah, blah.
Of the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down.
I mean, it is killing me when we, you know, people will list all these things that the administration has done. And it's like, cool story, bro. You know what else hasn't happened? They're just going to not do that free community college now.
Yeah. Forget about it.
They're just going to laugh in our faces about student loan debt forgiveness. But jokes on y'all. They're not getting paid back. Like, LOL. I mean, there's just not enough time in a lot of people's lives. to pay that debt back. And it's a silly thing for, like, this is, there are so many things that could have been done and should have been top of mind, because we need to materially change people's existence right now. We need to make things better. Quality of life has to get better. And instead, we're on, I don't know, we're just going to tell Putin, we're going to spend a bunch of money to tell Putin that we ain't going to stand for it.
Because that works.
It doesn't feel good.
Malcolm said they need more money to deal with the impending zombie apocalypse or something.
Malcolm!
I really felt that or something.
Or, you know, yeah,
or that, something.
It's the or something for me. Something. Yeah, you know. I feel like they should. They wouldn't, though. Like, they would know that the zombies are on their way.
Now you're on to it. And they'd be like, I think we need to spend money on the space program.
Yeah.
We need zombie defense now.
We need zombie defense. No, no, no. Have you guys seen that meteor that might we could mine gold from?
We just found new oil reserves off the coast of what? Zombie defense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it. No, we've seen it. The response to coronavirus, that's exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're on your own, guys.
You're on your own.
You're on your own for zombie defense.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. This individual responsibility. Put a mask on, get a vaccine, and shut up.
De-zombify your own blocks.
Go back to work.
Huh?
If a zombie comes in, the government has sent you a bat in the mail. We've used the U.S.
That's literally how the federal guidelines would start. If you are approached by a zombie, what? It's important that, what?
Headshots only, guys. Go for the headshots. You got to take that head off of the zombie.
Mm.
And then, or you're in peril.
But then.
Don't call the police. They're underfunded.
Understand this. You will be fined if proper disposal isn't handled.
Well.
Huh?
You can't just leave that dead zombie on the outside of your shop there.
Listen.
Barkeep.
You killed it. It's on you.
Yeah.
But city services cannot be expended to do that. Can't burn it, though,
because that's...
You will also be fined for burning. Now, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Did we just write a movie?
I think so.
Netflix, holla at us. You know?
Cut the check.
Cut the check.
If you're just joining us, we were talking about what would the federal response to the zombie apocalypse look like. It's pretty interesting.
Nebraska killed it. We went to break too early because right as we went. And if you turn into a zombie, you'll still be expected to clock into your shift.
I mean, job doesn't belong to someone else, does it?
Did you get someone to cover your shift? Then show up, zombie.
Okay, great. You're a zombie. Did you file a disability claim?
More than anything, did that claim get approved? Because if you don't have any proof that you're a zombie...
How can I take your word for it?
What am I supposed to do with this?
I'm no zombie expert.
Listen, gonna need a zombie expert to come in and tell me all about this.
And then who pays for that?
And a note from your zombie expert.
This is literally... Like, this is all facts. All facts.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm going to jump into the local story.
Because
as we talk about, you know, solutions and what could and couldn't be done, there's a group yanking support for a safe rest village over safety concerns. Representatives from the International School of Portland, Bridges Middle School, and residents from the surrounding neighborhood have backed out of supporting the nearby safe rest village. They claim they have been told that residents of the village would not get background checks before moving in.
Oh, God.
Now they've been told, or I'm sorry, they claimed that they had been told that residents of the village would get a background check before moving in. Now they've been told that's not happening. They claim that puts the 600 children that attend the school at risk. Spokespeople for the school says that the city and Commissioner Dan Ryan have left phone calls and emails unanswered. Ryan released a statement saying that he was disappointed, but that dropping the background checks was necessary to ensure people can get help without barriers.
Excuse me? Background checks? So they can be treated like human beings? What are we checking the background for?
Well, you're obviously a felony moral failure.
You're a criminal of some sort.
Criminal.
Yeah.
If you're houseless.
It's like, do you even hear yourselves? We need to have a background check in order to provide it. In order for me to feel comfortable with providing those people housing in my neighborhood.
In my neighborhood where there are children that live there. But also two plus, and we're not going to pay any attention to all of the actual safety concerns for children
mm-hmm.
that we know are prevalent.
Right.
Not going to pay attention to those. We're going to worry about the make-believe ones that could be happening over here that a background check would then somehow solve for me. And what does it mean? What does it mean? Because this person doesn't have a conviction of some sort on their record, that means that that person wouldn't or couldn't or do something criminal, right? Like, I'm not saying this the way that I mean to. What I'm trying to get at is having a record
right.
does not necessarily mean or not having a record does not necessarily mean that you have not done any of the things that someone with a record has done.
Just means you didn't get caught.
It just means you didn't get caught. It means that you have a few more resources in your tool belt to not get caught. There are too many stories that are, you know, true crime and true mm-hmm. stories and mm-hmm. That have become some sort of thing that you can, a show, a podcast, or whatever, that you can learn about all of these predators mm-hmm. that are in your neighborhood, that they're a part of your school, they're a part of the church, they're the dude next door. Those people don't get caught, so they don't have a record, so they're safe.
And because those cases are usually under the radar, ignored, or like you said, these people don't get caught, there's no profile. There's no understanding. It's not promoted that people who are doing these very terrible things to children look like everybody.
Right.
They're often, you know, it's the creepy guy in the van. No, it's literally the person in the supermarket in the line box.
Yeah.
That you just had a conversation with.
Yeah, it's not the Babadook.
Yeah, it's not the Babadook.
You know, like, it's just Bob.
Whoa, bars. Didn't see that coming.
That's it.
Here's another thing. I'm going to just say this. Couldn't be me, Commissioner Dan Ryan, because you know what? You guys want background checks? Background checks. We're doing them. You're right. This makes sense. Background checks. Who says I got to do anything with them?
I mean, waste my time all 2022?
Hey, okay. You want to make sure people... I think it's important. Yes, background checks. We have done the background checks and see no reason why this should apply to their housing. But we did give you the background checks, right? Kick rocks. Because here's the thing. I don't understand why this playing fair. Like, it's over. It's over. We are past the line in so many issues. And we're still playing honest and fair with people who do not care about other humans existing. They do not. It's too important to me that we do get our citizens off the street. The people who are pretending it's important to them just want them out of sight.
Yeah.
Period. They'll find any reason to say this will not happen in my community. So every time they draw a line in the sand, meet it. Oh, background checks. Yeah. Ooh. Okay, cool. We don't want any clowns in there. Okay. All right. No one can be occupation as a clown in the living room. Like, whatever. Whatever you want to throw out. Catch it, redirect, and keep moving forward, because the fact of the matter is these people still need housing. Get the job done. Whether it's on a local level, on the federal level, there's always these Democrats pretending like there's just so many obstacles. I just can't figure it out. Resign. Resign. Go away. There are too many progressives out here with answers that you guys are standing in the way of.
Well.
Purposely.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hold the job's seat down. Job. Right. You want to hold the seat down and be like, I don't know what to do.
Well, no, because I feel everything you're saying. But to be clear, they're not saying I don't know what to do. They're like, I know exactly what to do. And it's this. And I'm not saying that I'm a person that knows all the answers. I'm saying these answers have never worked. Right. Mm-hmm. I can't understand the idea around means testing someone with no means. Someone verifiably because living outside has no means for you to test. And so you in your neighborhood, in your cute house with the porch and the fence. With the walkable and livability score that's off right. the charts. Right.
Right.
Like. You wanting to means test people who need help immediately. Like, immediately.
Right.
That's where you're at. Mind you, at least Multnomah County, like we talked about with Alex a couple of weeks ago, is trying to get, you know, private landlords
yeah.
to scrap those background tests to allow people to come in, live, the county will pay for their rent, be a liaison, and you're saying, I need background checks for these people to live in these tiny homes that are temporary, that are not real solutions. That's what I want. I want them to get means tested. I want to know what they've done in their life before they can live in this neighborhood.
We need to extend the background checks to the radius of the camp and check out the homeowners.
Yeah.
What are you guys up to? I want to make sure the citizens that we're bringing in will be safe around you.
Right.
Huh? Do you have a history of violence?
Background checks for all. All right. These are the kind of things that, like, there are solutions. And then there are waste your times.
Yeah.
And here we are on some, oh, yeah, we totally support this. No, we don't. LOL.
Fooled you.
Not in my backyard.
Fooled you.
Not without a background check in my backyard. Oh,
man. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
People deserve better.
And more local news.
That's too much.
Local law enforcement says decriminalization has flooded Portland streets with drugs. Bet you didn't know that, Morgan Jones. In 2020, Measure 110 was approved by Oregon voters, decriminalizing possession of small amounts of drugs. According to law enforcement, the measure has led to a huge increase in drugs on the street. Police are saying that the increase in drugs also leads to an increase in other crimes.
Well.
Like assault and prostitution.
Whoa!
The drug that's especially taken over is fentanyl. According to Sergeant Matt Ferguson at the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, the opiate is, quote, almost everything we do right now. Between February 2020 and January 2021, there were 880 drug offenses. After Measure 110 went into effect, that number dropped to 364 the following year. In March, several agencies seized 150,000 fentanyl pills and 20 pounds of bulk fentanyl, the largest fentanyl seizure in Oregon history. Ferguson says that increased accessibility of drugs allows organized crime to flourish.
Bruh, this is not how drugs work.
Yeah.
This is not how organized crime works either.
I feel like you're not listening to what the police are saying.
I'm not. You're right. You're right. I'm absolutely not. Okay, so you're telling me that the are there dispensaries for fentanyl now? Like, can I go to the fentanyl dispensary?
I really...
Because decriminalized does not mean legal. Like, I think that there's a misunderstanding Decriminalize means that if I get caught with a bag of heroin, I don't go to jail today.
Well, here's something that you're missing.
Okay.
These organized crime rings operate the same pretty much state to state nationwide.
Certainly.
And they wait for the laws to change in order to flood the streets.
You know, that would be news to me. That's what we call new information. Again, I say, this is just not how organized crime works.
It isn't.
We're just making things up and then responding to the made up thing. Do you honestly think that drugs needed to be decriminalized for drugs to be around? Because I have a bridge to sell you in Idaho, right? Like, they're always ever present.
The nature of fentanyl is why it's the problem it is today. Period. The decriminalization of drugs has nothing to do with why fentanyl is booming right now. Like, everything I've seen, every special, every piece of news coverage I've seen about the effects of fentanyl, the accessibility, like, there isn't anything that can really be done the way things are being handled right now. And it's seeping its way into everything. Like, people are using it to cut everything. And there's also something to be said about how lethal fentanyl is, and still how people are still attracted to, how can I put it? Dance with that devil?
I don't know what you're going for here. I want to help.
The escapism. I'm sorry. That's where I'm going with this.
There's a lot of reasons to need to escape right now.
Yeah. And no matter how dangerous the escape is, people still don't want. Something's got to be better than this reality I'm dealing with right now.
Yes. But also, if you are addicted to something, addiction doesn't work in the way of like, oh, no, there's fentanyl in that.
Right. It doesn't work in the way of choice at all.
Yeah. So I think we talked about this before, but the idea that you could test something, like you could have some, you know, at home tests and test your heroin to see if there's fentanyl, or your cocaine to see if there's fentanyl. If you're an addict, finding out that it's there is, you still have no idea how much, right? And so is that going to stop you? Likely not. Because you also don't have more money to go get the non-fentanyl bag, right?
Right.
Which doesn't exist right now.
Right. Bruh.
I mean, I would love to see the money get thrown into making sure that every single responding person has Narcan on them.
Right.
I would love to see the stock of Narcan, everybody has it, because it's not just, it's like you said, it's being used to cut everything right now.
Yeah.
That is not regulatable, friends. This is the black market.
Yeah, right.
it was always going to be the black market. These things aren't legal now, which means the cartels are out of business, or they're the ones that are, you know, trying to jump into the legal game of cocaine sales. Right. Like, that's not what's happening here. And it's just not the way that drugs work. Like, so it's decriminalized, so everybody has some.
Right.
Everybody's just got their hardcore drugs hanging out in their pockets now. Like, this isn't how it happens. And there's a lot of reasons to escape. There's a lot of, people are losing everything. And in a very short amount of time. And when we're in a society that frames that as a moral failure, what do you think those folks are doing? Like, there are, I hate to, like, keep centering myself, but what I'm trying to do is get people to understand, like, different perspectives, right? Yeah. Like, my mother is 75. I had to have a heart-to-heart with her the other day on, she was like, I just don't feel productive. I feel like I'm not getting stuff done. And I was like, you are 75 years old. Look what it's done to you. look what we've done to you to make you think that at 75, you're useless if you aren't producing for someone else.
Right.
Like, yeah. So if the 75-year-old who's not in a position of houselessness or you know, immediate emergency peril is worried about producing, is worried about not being able to do the things that she was able to do before in order to be a productive member of society.
Right.
What do you think is happening with those people who lost their ability to produce, that are much younger, that have children, that are young children, right? That they're now living in their car.
Mm-hmm.
You think that they're not thinking about how much they used to work, or those people that are now living in their cars working 3 part-time jobs?
Right.
Who had a full-time job, maybe. Who had benefits, maybe. Like, yeah, I'm going to take, you got to take some of that edge off, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of people there's, however you're going to find it.
Yeah.
So like we are creating the environment for people to need more drugs and then being like, what is happening here?
They're flooding the streets.
It's also propaganda in the way that you guys have defunded us and you decriminalized everything. And now look, look what's happened outside.
It's madness.
It's madness. That is flat out lies and fabrications. Fan fiction. Bad fan fiction at that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
But that's, I mean, like, full blown propaganda to make you think that in 2020, when people all of a sudden decided to care about police brutality from the police. Did I say police brutality from the police?
Yeah, you did.
Brutality from the police. All of a sudden, people that didn't care before cared.
Mm-hmm.
This is an effort to make you not care. This is an effort to say that was a silly thing that you were fighting for 2 years ago. See?
See?
See what happened? All those people were wrong. You need us. And who are you going to call when your car is stolen? Not you, because there's a mechanic that's finding all of the cars.
Yeah, he's so cool for this. I love that he's doing this.
It's not y'all. By their own numbers. By their own numbers, they don't solve crimes.
Right.
Why would I give you more money for not doing anything? Do not let that hit you in the way. Do not let this decriminalization and defunding, like, the Portland police have not been defunded. Number one.
Yeah, you're scared.
Taking $15 million away and putting it somewhere else, and then that $15 million not being used the way that it was supposed to be used, so that program does not succeed, is not defunding the police. Also, too, plus, and they have more money today than they did before 2020. All the things that we asked for, that they paid lip service to.
Right.
That's it. That's all they did, was pay lip service to it. They did exactly the bait and switch of, okay, so you don't want that gang task force. All right, so we're just going to call it something else. You don't want tear gas happening. We'll just say we won't do it, and then we'll do it.
We'll do it anyway.
I need everybody to remember, when somebody says, we need more police, know that there are so many vacancies in the Portland Police Bureau because they left when we were like, stop killing us.
Right.
They were like, I've had it. You mean to tell me I can't crack skulls anymore? I'm out of here. That has to be remembered. Because someone in your life inevitably is going to tell you that this city has gone to, you know, hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got rid of all those police.
Rudo shot us another text. Said, living up here, blocks from North Columbia Boulevard and St. John's, I can tell you, we need to outlaw tire sales because spinouts. I'm sorry, you were drinking. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Because spinouts and drag racing has gotten out of hand.
Out of hand.
Completely.
Listen, it's the Fast and the Furious out here. We live right next to 405. It goes down.
Nebraska, it goes down. And I'm talking about 11 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m. It's going down. Spinouts.
Oh, we doing donuts.
It's too fast.
All the way.
Way too furious. Cars driving.
Always.
Off the on-ramps and on the off-ramps. It's just... What is happening? And then the next morning, I'm heading to work, and you see all these tire tracks all over the bridge.
All over.
It's like, yeah, we missed something major. It was going down. Like, I want to know, was it like a dance battle? What all was happening out there?
We don't even have like proper sideshows. If you are a person that understands that culture of the Bay Area, I'd be more inclined. You know? I'd be like, tell me when to go. Hey. But there, y'all on the freeway drifting, and I don't understand.
Like, no one is like, no one's concerned about falling off.
They clearly know how to drive these. They clearly know how to drive these cars.
I mean, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
The cars are being driven.
Hey. Fair enough.
May not look safe to us, but so when I just want to know, because, you know, drag racing has always been like a questionable thing for me. Like, that is really, we're just going in a straight line or on a public street? Like,
is
someone in the middle with a flag? Like, how are we? Rudo, let me know. Like, have you watched one from your window?
He said they don't even front. They just do it. Also, a response to your Babadook earlier. He's like, Bob Dabalina? Is it Bob Dabalina? Rudo, we have to get news done.
It's not possible. Okay, so we're not going to have Alex. I am excited for this because, boy, oh boy, are we just wasting our time and our money all 2022. Mm. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, introduced a bill to revoke Disney's copyrights. Disney has been the target of conservative ire as they've been battling against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in response to his much despised Don't Say Gay bill. Hawley's bill would shorten the term available to copyright holders. The bill would also retroactively limit Disney's copyrights, stripping it of much of its intellectual property. Professor Paul Goldstein, an intellectual property expert at Stanford Law School, called the bill, quote, blatantly unconstitutional. Hawley justified the bill in a press release saying, quote, it's time to take away Disney's special privileges and open up a new era of creativity and innovation.
What?
The bill applies to any company with a market capitalization above $150 billion. In 1998, Disney successfully lobbied to extend copyright and keep the first iteration of Mickey Mouse out of the public domain until 2024. If Hawley's bill were to pass, which is not likely, Congress would technically be in violation of the Berne Convention, an international treaty on copyrights. I just want to make a point here. Disney, as a corporation, once we decided that corporations were people, so corporations got the rights that people got,
yeah,
because that was a really smart thing to do. Disney, as a corporation, has been giving gabillions of dollars to politicians.
Yep.
They gave some $4.8 million to Florida candidates in 2020. $4.8 million
dollars.
And these are the folk that you're like, I've had it. Also, Josh Hawley, living in Missouri, where's the Disney near you?
Right.
Where's the...
Why are you taking this on?
Why is this top of mind for a Missouri senator? I'm not saying that you can't care about things that aren't happening in your own neighborhood. But again, these are the small government folks. These are the stay out of my state folks.
This doesn't feel like a small government move here.
This really doesn't.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. I think you've got them pegged all wrong.
It's also just like, what an enormous waste of time. What an enormous waste of time. But these are the kind of things that I'm just waiting, you know, House of Cards style to find out what this attack on Disney is really about.
Really means, right.
Who it's really for. Who's going to benefit from it. Because, bruh.
Homeboy said, it's time to take away Disney's special privileges and open up a new era of creativity and innovation. You think that's how it works? You think you're such the artist. You think this is how it works? You got your finger on the pulse, do you?
What's funny is he's going to be like, we need to give Pixar more money. And because he's exactly. not going to understand at all.
I mean, Lucasfilms doesn't have these special privileges.
Right? Huh? Give them these special privileges. Ruh-roh, Josh Hawley. Something you've also fought for is allowing these corporations to be conglomerate monopolies. They get to have their finger on every pulse.
Bruh.
Yeah, Disney kind of holds the copyright, the patent, the whatever, to the creativity and innovation that you speak.
Right.
Not that I'm saying that's great, but fam. We know for certain he's not fighting for, you know, the small 3D animators that are trying to get their movies made. These are not the people that he's fighting for. He's right. not fighting for money to be taken from so-and-so to be reallocated to so-and-so. He just wants some sort of punishment against Disney for daring to say, hey, we don't like it that you guys did that. Why'd you guys do that thing?
Right. You're picking a fight with Disney, bro.
Which you have allowed to become a massive entity. Massive.
Yep.
With billions and billions of dollars. Your fault. It's just absolutely outlandish to me.
I mean, your fault. And like you said earlier, also, Nunya. I'm pretty sure there are tons of things you need to be worried about in Missouri. Tons. This ain't
I feel
it.
Like there's, wasn't Josh Hawley out there pumping his fist at the insurrection? I mean, there's tons for you personally to worry about.
Why?
Shut it up.
Why are the stakes so low
right.
that Josh isn't totally consumed with that right now?
Fam.
I'd be stressed.
It's funny because this headline says the rise and fall of Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, and it's from 2021. Did he fall?
No. Who wrote that? That drivel.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. But he's got a couple of his own scandals, you know?
Yeah.
And this just seems, I guess, distractions are distractions for a reason.
Not unlike Matt Gaetz.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about Maddie in a while.
I've been avoiding Maddie.
Freddie Gates.
Yeah, I've been avoiding him.
Freddy. I don't because he's going to tell on himself in like the biggest way. And I can't wait to watch it. Like, I want to watch it live.
You think you want to watch it live?
Yeah, I want to see him say like, yeah, she was 17, but like, you know, like, yeah, I want to watch it live. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I am a little terrified that these people will still have jobs, you know, like they could potentially just be reelected.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes no sense. Like we don't in any way, friends, have to agree on everything. We don't have to agree on all the policies and we don't have to agree on, you know, necessarily this have the same idea of a future that we want for this country. But we do have to agree on, like, base level...
freedoms?
Base level protections of elected positions. If you are going to be a person who says, I need background checks of the houseless people to be in order for them to live in a safe rest village in my neighborhood, I need you to care just as much and more about the people that are in charge of this country.
Right.
In charge of your city locally. You gotta care about that. They can't be like, if someone is indicted for something, there's gotta be a moment of pause. Reflection. What happened here? I wonder what Matt Gaetz is under investigation for this time.
Right.
Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene having to do this hearing? What's that about? And then we got to stop. It can't just be like, this is a witch hunt. Like that, we can't. You got to look past that. Find out what it's for.
Right.
These people do not deserve to work at Burger King. They are not equipped. And they are getting taxpayer dollars to waste our time and money. And don't get me wrong, it's not just the Republican Party.
Oh, not at all.
At all. But like, fam, it's a real egregious over there. It's real egregious, just like playing in our face. The audacity of somebody like Josh Hawley or Matt Gaetz or Ron DeSantis. Like, Ron DeSantis is going to run for president. Y'all know that.
Right, right.
He can barely get dressed on his own. And he wants, in his mind, he's the person that should be in charge of the entire country. We have seen what that looks like. We do not need a second go round.
No, that's the last thing we need.
But the unfortunate problem, and before, you know, on our last note, is we're not seeing a whole lot of hope from the Democrats to make people not just switch sides, but to give it a different look. You know, if it's failing all over the place, why is somebody going to do anything different? They're not. We got to get together.
We do. We do. Oh, man.
We did it.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is News of My Fiance. Today's show was made possible thanks to Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush, engineer in Nebraska, Lucas, news writer, Brian Miller, and podcast editor, Kyle Gilmer. Thank you guys so much. Text messages were popping this morning. Popping. Remember, poverty is a policy choice and power to the people. Thanks for listening.